President Trump made it official on Twitter this evening. He and congressional leaders are announcing a budget deal to raise the debt limit and to set spending levels for the next 2 years. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis is here with more details. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Ari.
What are the main selling points of this deal?
I think the major headline is that they've agreed to suspend the debt ceiling until July 21st, 2021. That means it takes it off the table for the presidential election. The debt limit, always important to remember, is the nation's borrowing authority. It is essentially the nation's credit card, and it is for programs for spending the government has already agreed to. It is not for new spending. In terms of new spending, it will include about $1.3 trillion in annual spending for the Pentagon and all of our domestic spending programs. How do they pay for that in this deal? There's only about $77 billion in offsets to offset some of those spending costs.
$75 billion to offset $1.3 trillion.
Yeah, it's really a drop in the bucket, and I think we're going to hear a lot of talk about the national debt in the terms of this deal. The debt has crossed $22 trillion. It's not going down, and the trajectory of this would add about another $1.5 to $2 trillion until July of 2021.
Sounds like that'll make it difficult for lawmakers to vote for.
Yeah. I mean, when everybody's grouchy, a deal is usually close in hand. Republicans aren't going to like voting for another debt limit increase, especially because they didn't have anywhere near the offsets they wanted in it. Democrats don't like it either, especially because it's coming up. The debt limit has approached so quickly because of the 2017 tax cuts. The government isn't taking in as much revenue and we're reaching our debt limits faster, which is contributing to the deficit. I do think the upside of this deal and how I think both sides are going to sell it is it does bring some certainty to the economy and to the federal government. The markets are assured that there will not be a default. The debt limit set to be hit in early September. A two-year budget deal is sending the message, at least the hopeful message, that there will not be threats of government shutdowns and shutdown politics for the remainder of Trump's term in office.
Leaders of both parties and President Trump are behind it. Does that guarantee that there won't be some kind of grassroots insurgence from the members who might want to vote against it?
Yeah, I mean, members are going to have the chance over the next couple days to review this deal. This was really cut at the senior level. Rank and file members are just being briefed on this deal, too. You know, with the president on board, Republicans are probably going to rally in enough support to get behind him. Ditto Nancy Pelosi. She can usually bring along enough Democrats. Mitch McConnell has already said that he has an agreement with the minority leader Chuck Schumer to sort of use expedited measures to get this through the Senate next week. Trump is always a wild card. I mean, how many times I've said this, but he does seem on track for this. And also within this agreement, they have agreed to this year's spending, all four principals to say they won't mess with this year's appropriations bills. No poison pills, no riders. Let's get it done. Let's do it clean.
You said no poison pills, no riders.
Yeah.
In the recent past, there has been like a government shutdown over this fight tied to whether there would be funding for a border wall,
yeah,
for example. How did all that get pushed aside this time?
I think that everyone just wants to get past the election. And I think there is a little bit of mutual disarmament in this deal to say, let's play it cool. Let's get past 2020 and we can re-begin
the fight.
Pick
up the fights again, then.
Exactly. There will be more budget fights to come in our lives, Ari.
NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.